Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The text for today is from Matthew chapter 28. I will not read it, as it will also be the text for the 8 and the 10:30 service today. Matthew records on four occasions our Lord saying to his disciples, as he was trying to prepare them for the day, that he would rise again on the third day. Matthew 12. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Matthew 17. Now as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. Matthew 17:22. Now, while they were staying in Galilee, Jesus said to them, the Son of Man is about to be betrayed in the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day. And they were greatly distressed. In Matthew 20, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify. And the third day, he will rise again. No doubt, the ladies that first Easter morning were still remembering the horror of the crucifixion and the death of their friend, their rabbi who had cast a demon out of one of them, and the case with Mary, her very son's death. Yet, like most of us, when we rush around, they had forgotten something. The most important something. And no, it's not who will roll the stone away. What they had forgotten was that Jesus, who had died on a Roman cross, is the Son of God. They had forgotten that he had said that he would rise again on the third day. They had forgotten that he had told them, I am the resurrection and the life. The work they thought they had to do that day, they saw as very, very important. And it was important to do it early in the morning. There is, some discussion about this, theologically speaking, because technically Easter started last night at sundown. That's how things work. But it's, according to the text, it's dawn, sun rising, that the women make it to the tomb. So maybe that evening they were out buying stuff for today. But they wanted to do it early because in the cool of the morning, the body wouldn't be as, well, stinky. It wouldn't be as icky of a job. And they had remembered the spices and the various materials needed for finishing the task of preparing Jesus' body for burial. Their minds were sharply focused on the task at hand. Surely they were overcome, though, with grief. As a result, they were completely taken by surprise. They're taken by surprise to find an angel just sitting there on the stone that had been rolled away from the door of the tomb, and to hear the gospel proclamation as the angel does what angels do, point people to Jesus. Hear again what he says. Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. I like that. Whenever angels appear, they always start their conversation by saying, don't be afraid. That is, when they're coming with good news. When they're coming as the angel of death, I don't think he walked in and said, don't be afraid. It was horrifying. But with this angel is nothing but good news. Don't be afraid. What a wonderful message for grieving believers, and I would guess a few of the terrified Roman soldiers who were laying on the ground. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary had set out that Easter morning to anoint the corpse of Christ, only to find out that he has risen from the dead. For Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Even with the angel's greeting, they're not thinking about what Jesus had taught. They're not thinking about the sign of Jonah, the 3-day rest in the grave. Jesus' resurrection was not at all on their mind. Rather, they were concerned with who rolled the stone away, who took his body away. What had they done with the Savior? And I'm not saying we would be any better. I mean, think about your routine this morning. You woke up at an hour that you probably not accustomed to on a regular habit. And if you had children in the house, it added another level of joy. Let's get moving. Brush your teeth, comb your hair. Come on! Right? And I'm sure the angel's greeting caused them some comfort. Well, it added to their confusion. But he wastes no time to add this new directive to them. No longer were the women going to work on a dead body. Now they're going to serve as bringers of the good news to the disciples who are in hiding. Go quickly and tell the disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee, for there you will see him. See, I have told you. Again, at no time do these rushing ladies, or later the disciples, slow down and pause and remember what Jesus had said. At no time. Now, instead of an angel, Jesus decides to talk to them. He appears to the faithful women with a similar message. Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Jesus, you see, has a message that is comfort for all people. No more need to fear God's righteous judgment. His judgment was carried out on our resurrected Savior Jesus, whose death is our death and whose life gives us life everlasting. Through God-given faith and the forgiveness of our sins, we can rejoice when we hear Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
So today we come with our list of fears, our list of concerns, our doubts, our troubles, our struggles. And we hear that message, do not be afraid. And we have to realize that that message is because of the resurrection of Jesus. The Lord has promised to never leave or forsake us. So do not be afraid. Even death, yours or someone you love, cannot separate you from him. So rejoice and be of good cheer today. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. The same body and blood that was on the cross is the same body and blood that we receive. The same body and blood that washes us in baptism. The same body that makes us one body in Christ, that we enjoy as we speak together in the liturgy and confess as one people. We can hear the message of that angel and our Lord Jesus Christ himself say to us, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, for death has been swallowed up in Christ's victory. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Do not be afraid. The serpent's head has been crushed. The deceiver of God's people is defeated. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Do not be afraid. Sin and death are defeated. Sinful mankind is redeemed. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. May this Easter proclamation always be ours. Do not be afraid. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
You rise for the table.